This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, not to be repetitive or redundant, but... yes, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here to celebrate all of our thoughts, the trends in the news, bits and pieces, tidbits, conversation about the events of the day, the issues of the day, your habits. Do you know how your habits create, as we are on the eve, in a manner of speaking, of the election, Election Day, Tuesday is Election Day today. And some people, depending on where you are, I guess around the world, if you're in Guam, you voted already because today is tomorrow. And tomorrow is today. Anyway, and then there are a lot of people who voted by mail and that kind of stuff, which, as you know, pushes my buttons to the nth degree. But think about what you do. If you're somebody at dinner last night, I was talking about the habit of voting. People get stuck voting. If you grew up in a house where your parents were Republicans, you probably became a Republican. Grew up in a house where your parents were Democrats, not always, but most of the time you follow in your parents' footsteps. You do, never mind voting, just their habits in general, right? Or have you broken away? I mean, I don't have any of my, well, I might have some of my parents' habits. My father, I don't think I have any of my mother's habits at all. But I had some of my father's habits. And then you think about, well, what's a habit? Is smoking a habit? Yep. Is drinking a habit? Yep. Voting is habitual. It should be. You should vote as an American. You're obligated. It is your job. It is your responsibility. Don't, Stefan, don't be lecturing me about what I'm supposed to do. Well, somebody needs to put stuff into perspective. And that's a habit that you should celebrate, because that habit will decide your future. Whether you are, people say, nah, those are just politicians. Well, enough of them get together to do the stupid stuff that they've been doing, and you get, you know, you get to a place that isn't really very pleasant. And the results you don't like, and the accumulated experiences aren't yours. You're not speaking. You follow. You know, independent thinking is, I go back to that movie, John Cena running for president, country over party is what he has said. And that's why, as I recall the discussion about that poll, that Americans think democracy is in peril, but they're not that worried about it, which tells me that the school system's not doing the job, parents aren't doing the job, nobody's doing the job of creating in you, instilling in you, not fear, but celebration of what this country is so uniquely all about. And I know I can talk to them blue in the face.
Thought process. The effect thought process, where most people think, this doesn't affect me, so I'm not going to waste time caring about it.
Yeah, why waste time? Yeah,
in the sense of, like, once it is genuinely affecting you, then it's too late.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking at what's going on in Pennsylvania. A picture of Dr. Oz with Donald Trump behind him. I think that would keep me from voting for him, but I don't like the other guy either. So where are the good candidates? Oz and his Muslim background, that seems to be getting in the way, unfortunately. Now, that's not a reason to not vote for the guy, for me anyway. What did we, you know, he's a Muslim. Look what they did on September 11th. Come on, you're not still stuck on that, are you? I don't, it's more, if you have a disdain for any group, it ought to be the Saudi Arabians, because they're the ones that trained them, and they were, most of them, the 19 of them, were all from Saudi Arabia. So, anyway, a lot of Americans who have the Muslim faith are conflicted because he's a Republican, and most people who have Muslim faith are not Republicans. I don't know any, well, I don't know any, I know a bunch of Muslims, and I've never asked them, and it isn't obvious. They don't have signs in front of their house, vote for this guy or that guy, so I don't know. And I really don't care, because it's none of my business anyway. Why should you care? Well, oh, that guy's a Republican. Ooh.
Well, that kind of also raises the question, too, Doug, in the sense of the signs and people telling other people who they should vote for and what they should do with their vote and all of this stuff. But where is that line drawn of who should be allowed to say that? Is it the everyday common man who is allowed to say, vote for this person and help, you know, go door to door and try to get people to learn more about this person? But then you think of celebrities and notable public figures when everybody is like, they should not be able to, when they are the celebrities that are Americans, they have voting rights. They should be able to have their own opinions, but at the same time, they have such a following that will blindly just vote for whoever that celebrity is voting for because they just idolize them so much. Where does that line fall into?
Well, that's the thing. Where does it fall? Where ought it to fall, in a manner of speaking? It's a pretty dicey stuff. Americans vote more often than pretty much anybody anywhere else. Did you know that? We have more elections
here.
No, I
didn't, but it does kind of make sense. Yeah, we have so many elections.
Around the globe, are casting our ballots in these midterms or whenever we have the election. This is the... let's see here. Maybe I'll get down. This is like the 40th contest in 4 years. In the same amount of time, if you were in Germany, you would have voted six times. So 40 times here, six times there. The U.S. seems to have an unusually high number of elections. The feds hold elections every 2 years. Around the rest of the world is every four. See, I think it ought to be every 6 years. You get 1 6-year term as a congressman, you get 1 6-year term as a senator, you get 1 6-year term as president, 1 6-year term as whatever the office is. 6 years, you can run for another office, but you can't run for the same one. And it seems to me that ought to be a constitutional. And what does it take other than changing all of the habits of the people who are in power? And then there are other people who say, what the heck difference does it make? They're all crooks. I can hear somebody saying that, right? What difference does it make? Why does it matter? Well,
6 years is a long time for a really bad politician who's not getting anything done.
Well, that's I guess that's also true. But we spend all of our time, that we are saturated with election information, who's running. As soon as this election is over, Wednesday morning, I'll bet you Trump comes out and others, okay, I'm running for president. So it's 2 years. We're all going to be exhausted listening to this same baloney over and over and over and over and over again, unless you're a loyalist and that's all you have to do with your life. I got a lot more to do with my life, and I know short-term thinking versus long-term thinking. The people will be out there raising money right away for the next election. It's like sick. It isn't like sick, it is sick. And that's why I go through those numbers. How many elections do you even know? I wonder how many people going to civics class, if they are even teaching it in your children's school, how many of you know that in the last 4 years there have been 30, depending on the state you're in, 40 elections? We had our election in my community last year at this time for the new mayor. You know, so all these elections, there is a need, it seems to me, in a democratic society, to have people who can run the elections and balance all of the things that are necessary. And we haven't done a good job at that. We're so unaccountable. Well, with all this stuff, what did I see? A mail truck. Hold on a second. There's something.
Oh, for the SATs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if UPS truck rolled over or something, and all of their exams, the SAT exams, flew out of the truck. So they were lost, destroyed. This is down in El Paso.
Uh-huh.
So these high school students now have to retake it because of no fault of their own. But imagine if that happened to the SATs, it could happen to the mail-in ballots as well. We knew a story a week or so ago about the mail truck that caught on fire, burned up 4,000 ballots. So what happens to those? People don't know whether it's their ballot or not, and neither do the people in the election. It's just great. It's just wrong.
Exactly. There was a situation a couple years ago just west of Nashville where a mail truck caught fire, had a big accident, caught fire, and they believe that there were a lot of Christmas cards. And people send money in Christmas cards.
Right.
And it was right around the holidays, and it was, everything that was on that vehicle was lost.
Do you know how many elected officials there are in America? Take a guess. Take a pick a number.
Oh,
any number. Oh, pick a number.
16,500.
Wow. Huh. A half a million elected officials in America. From president
was nowhere close.
To the county coroner. How about that? Half
Wait, a
million.
The county coroner is an elected official?
In some counties, sure. Like judges
wow,
are elected
okay
in some
that.
Counties. Yeah. So we, I don't know of any other, I don't know of any government in the world that uses election to pick judges or prosecutors or coroners. It's stupid. Have them appointed and then they're accountable. Not to the people, but to the people they're working for.
Yeah.
I suppose they could say, well, they're working for the people, but come on. And
well, and the grimy stuff about elections is it goes with fundraising, and a lot of times you have to raise
yeah.
so much funds just to even get into the room to be considered.
Yeah.
And people owe favors or to continue saying, well, I'm going to do this because of the people who bought into them. They
mm-hmm.
they then owe things.
Well, the Muslims, to go back to Pennsylvania for a minute, the Muslims in that state have invited him to all kinds of events. He's gone to mosques. What was Oprah's comment on Friday? I'm voting for the other guy.
mm-hmm.
And nobody would know who Oz was if it weren't for Oprah. He'd just be a guy practicing medicine. He's a surgeon, I think, right? In a Philadelphia
yeah,
hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a really, but he's pretty much a secular. He's not a religious Muslim. He's a secular Muslim. You know, like there's a lot of Israelis who are secular Jews, but they're not religious Jews. They believe in the traditions. I suppose you could say that of any religion in a manner of speaking. But it's still, next to his name, people, you know, they don't think of R or D, they think of M. And so well, that's appropriate. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out, boys and girls, for sure. 18 after on Good Day.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bobo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
If something's killing 99% of the study group and 1% survives, I want to know why. What happened to the 99, of course. But I want to know why that 1% survived. Because we've seen in this pandemic that it was never an issue for people with healthy body weight. People that had no chronic lifestyle disease. They had no metabolic disorders.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want you to get lost.
You're a Harry Styles fan, if you are. These moments are for you. 24 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with our social media trending stories. The things about celebrity that people love to gush about, and one of the focus
points. Or love
points,
to hate.
Yeah, it could be. Harry Styles apparently has got a bad case of the flu. He put off his shows over the weekend, went on Instagram to talk about his being under the weather. Isn't he Olivia, what's her face's boyfriend now?
Boyfriend, mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had go ahead.
Did she go to all the shows?
Probably goes to some. She's a busy working woman, too.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so he was sick and he apologized. So what more do you have to do?
And he's still sick. He actually canceled quite a few shows through
COVID?
This coming Wednesday.
Is this COVID? Has he got COVID?
No, he said it's the flu. But
what's the difference between the flu? The flu, COVID is a flu. So when people say they have the flu, they say they have COVID, it's pretty much one and the same.
They're
different strains, but it's pretty much one and the same. Yep.
Well, right. And it's one of those things, too, where once upon a time someone had the flu and it was like, well, you still have to come into work. You still need to do your job. And I kind of feel like COVID changed that in the sense of people are like, I don't care what you have, COVID or not. I don't want to get sick off of whatever illness you are battling.
Mm-hmm.
Stay home. Keep your safe. But anyway, so he's already rescheduled when those shows will take place in January 26th, 27th, and 29th.
Keep your ticket if you have it. Interesting news about Queen Elizabeth and one of her secret friends. I always love stories like this. The Queen was very happy to make a new pal before she died. Apparently, according to several reports floating around, Tom Cruise somehow inveigled himself into her life. And the two of them really hit it off this past summer. That's kind of fun. He was in the Platinum Jubilee celebration in the summer, her 70th anniversary on the throne. And then, because she couldn't get around, she wasn't able to meet with him as much, but she let it be
really
known.
She was disappointed about
it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. Is that the pageant? He's a very popular guy, and apparently he's quite a good guy, and is very attentive to people. He's very attentive to all kinds of ceremonies, that sort of thing. The Queen apparently loves seeing him, and they hit it off so much that she invited him to come back. Hey, come on over to my house for lunch.
Right?
Right?
Right, yeah. And she, because she missed seeing him at the Jubilee, she set up this whole thing. He went, and it's a shame that they couldn't have met much earlier, because they did. It was like they became instant friends. They were supposed to have tea, and unfortunately she passed.
Well, he was going to be able to fly in a helicopter. That's not allowed usually at the palaces,
but he's Tom Cruise.
He's Tom Cruise, right? He said, quote, "She's just a woman that I greatly admire. I think she's someone who's had tremendous dignity in her life. I admire that. Admire her devotion. What she has accomplished has been historic." So, yeah, I think most people would echo that for sure. But we're not all Tom Cruise. And he is. Mm. And he and the Queen were friends. There's got to be a book in there someplace, right? The Queen and I, like Marilyn and I.
Yeah.
Interesting book.
Tom and Liz.
Okay. 28 after this, good day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, and 36 governor races will be decided as the midterm elections are tomorrow. Get out and vote like your country depends on it. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott on Fox News is calling on all Americans that are sick and tired of being sick and tired with Washington.
January 5th, 2021, the loss of a single Senate seat cost the American taxpayers more than $4 trillion.
Taking a cue from Elon Musk at Twitter, Meta, Facebook's parent company, is planning to begin large-scale layoffs this week. Meta reported more than 87,000 employees at the end of September. Early Tuesday morning, the last total lunar eclipse for a few years will be taking place. NASA officials say totality begins at 5:17 a.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Casey Hubbard is in the focus here, playing the trumpet. Marching band was always one of the things that he really wanted to do. So he joined a marching band, and he found his purpose. His dream was to perform on a football field where the team plays and the crowd cheers. Wasn't that easy, though. He's in a wheelchair.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
The inside of what's going on in the world, that's what you got here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm the Dugger, along with Jay Bird. Jay Kirshner is here with the great attitude that she brings to our discussions and the intelligence, the intellect. She's interested in the same kind of things that I am. Well, not all of them. She's interested in some things, and I'm interested in others, and you're interested in others, and you can always give us your input. Social media address, Facebook and Instagram, you go to at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Help yourself and visualize what you would spend the day, or some hours, some time during the day, as we do, visualizing what is there out there, the dream that can come true, like winning the Powerball. That's a dream, right?
Uh-huh.
Use your imagination.
It is, especially, and I feel like if you think about what you would do with that money, in a realistic sense, and include some good deeds.
Oh.
If you put that good energy out there, that is winning numbers your way.
Yep. Then you can do that jumping up and down, the happy dance that happens. Can you imagine? I won! Shrieking, I never won anything before! Oh! Right? So think about this. Put it this way. When you smile, do you think about the skin on your face? Look in the mirror and watch as you smile the stretch on your face. It's if you have a big, broad smile, it goes from, what's the expression, ear to ear?
Ear to ear, uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Think about that. Or the high fives that you give to your friends when something really good happens, right? There's a reason why some people, and you just kind of hit the nail on the head, pro athletes looking at what Tom Brady they did this past weekend, what the baseball players did, some of the basketball, you know, that's what do they do? Or what do people like Elon Musk do? Do they creatively visualize so that they, in their mind, they have a fix on what they want their reality to be? I think that's an advantage for a lot of people. I think it works for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So spend just a couple of minutes a day thinking about what it is that you want to have the day like. What's your life like? Good news is that for farmers anyway, dairy is retro hot. Demand for dairy products this fall up back to the level of the 1950s in terms of per capita use of dairy products. I find that very interesting.
Bad.
Yeah. Americans want fresh milk, goat's milk, all that sort of thing, cheeses. I had some goat cheese over the weekend.
Oh, it's delicious.
I didn't like it.
No? Too funky? No.
I don't know what it was. I'm not a fan. You know, if you grow up like I did around cows drinking raw milk and that's what the standard is, then you drink goat's milk and it just tastes off. I guess that's the best way I can put it. It's off. But the...
There's like a tang to it.
Yeah. So the average person, this is very interesting, has gone from 650 pounds of dairy over the course of a year, think about this for a second, to 667 pounds. They take a per capita, the input. back in 1960, the average was 659 pounds per person. So it's actually gone over that, hasn't it? 667. Huh. So, ice cream, you scream, right? But then there are all these cheeses. Well, cheese is a big, big business. It really is.
Oh, get it. Huge you business. Have those cheese boards. People do their own cheese. It's an appetizer. It's a dessert. It's so versatile. Yeah. You melt it and dip things in it, go fondue style. Put it
on the plane, I always make the choice, the ladies coming around, would you like the cheese plate? Oh, would you like a piece of steak? I'll take the cheese plate, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Grapes. But I have developed, with the crackers, a little bit of a taste for some of the... If the cheese isn't too pungent, if it doesn't... Some cheese stinks. We used to, when I was milking 150 cows, when we were selling 100 gallons of raw milk a day, we took some of the milk, set it aside to make raw cheeses. Had a lady do it, and she put it. We built a special cold room, if you will. The temperature was constant at 54 degrees. It had pipes of water running through it all the time, and so the raw cheese was allowed to get moldy. Some people think that's a delicacy. I thought it was gross. All that mold on the cheese. Ugh.
Eat around it. Well, that's what blue cheese is. It's moldy cheese.
Yeah.
Gorgonzola. Oh, it's delicious.
I know.
The stinkier, the better.
You can have it. I don't want it. You have no competition for me in that department. All right. So tell me what you think of this. Excuse me, I get rid of the frog in my throat. It's raining here today, and it's 70 degrees. For this time in November, very unusual. Anyway.
It is. Yeah, I've been coughing a lot, too. I thought my computer dropped out for a minute.
No, it was me taking a deep breath. So in Iowa today, the story of that 18-year-old girl who had been sex trafficked, she killed a man who raped her. She was given detention and probation, and she was put into a probation property. I guess it's called the Fresh Start Women's Center in Des Moines. Apparently she just walked out of the building and left, and so now they're looking for her. And I have mixed feelings about this. So she was put on probation. Okay, so she killed the guy. I get it. But the other side of that is he kept repeatedly raping her. And she'd been trafficked since she was 14. So this is like the makings of a television program. By the way, if you haven't seen East New York on CBS on Sunday night, watch it. The stories are fabulous. Just really well done. It's a good, good, what do they call it? Procedural. Good stories. Anyway, meanwhile, back to Piper Lewis, who just walked out of the building this past Friday. She has a GPS monitor. Well, she had one.
They found it.
It was cut off. So now they're going to arrest her. They want to find her. And I don't know if I think that that's, I don't know. If she could face 20 years in prison. Why?
Yeah, why was she in
prison
to begin with? I get she killed a man, but
yeah.
Her victim was no victim.
Anyway, probation. She was sentenced in September. She had, for some reason or other, they asked her to pay $150,000 restitution to the family. Huh? Why? What? There was a GoFundMe page. They got $560,000 for her. Her probation sentence was the second chance you ask for, you don't get a third.
I'm not on this at all.
I'm not. The guy got what he deserved. As far as I'm concerned, I just think that that's no, nope, 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 nope. 9 people injured in Philadelphia over the weekend. A lot of people started firing into a crowd. This is another sickness in America. The shooting started late Saturday night, went into Sunday morning. Outside a bar in a northern Philadelphia neighborhood. I know that part of town, not a great part of town. Nope, nope, nope. Elon Musk. Should we talk about him for a minute or two or three or four?
Sure, why not? Long. Let's put some positive energy out there for Elon Musk to change how Twitter handles, how many characters a Twitter handle can use so we can...
So what would be your advice? If you were Elon Musk, you're an expert in this field. What does he do? He's laid off a lot of people who didn't seem to be going. They weren't in the they weren't with the program. He's fired what 5,000 or 6,000 of Twitter's employees.
Yeah, he's really on my way or the highway. And he's actually kind of funny in stuff he's tweeting and how he's replying to people because he's an equal opportunity offender. He is like, I'm just going to pick on everybody.
Well, but is he picking on them with a purpose? That's the question. Is he picking on them with a purpose? His reduction in force, you don't have a choice. They're losing, he said, $4 million a day, so what am I going to do? So why the hell did he pay $44 billion for a company?
Well, I think that was what he was asking, too. And that's why they had to go to court to get him to follow through with that purchase.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's what it is. Anyway, this is very interesting. This I'm not a tweeter. You know me. I'm not Twitter. I use Facebook kind of as I'm going to post a picture, actually, of my son and my daughter-in-law and my grandson wishing me, singing happy birthday to me. That's the kind of stuff I like to put on Facebook. The rest of it is all, ugh.
Yeah, and I got, happy things.
Well, it was really interesting. I would never have expected it. I got hundreds and hundreds of people who on Facebook wish me a happy birthday on my birthday. I've never experienced that before. I kind of thought it was cool. Just then I looked through a lot of them.
We want to celebrate you. We're happy you were born.
Yes, I am happy I was. I'm having a great life. I have lots to be thankful for. And I think that's what you think about when as the birthdays continue and you realize that you still have your health, your mind works, your body's working. And so it's good. It's cool. Elon Musk. God love the guy. Help yourself to craziness. Speaking of that, this Carrie Lake that we're talking about, Carrie in Arizona.
Carrie Lake.
So this is it back to the crazy. I think she's crazy, but this is just as crazy. Somebody sent what happened after we had that white powder? What the heck was that stuff called? That was
sent around.
What was it?
Anthrax.
Anthrax. Okay, so somebody sent what could have been that to her campaign headquarters over the weekend. That's just as wrong, just as bad as some of the things that she has said and maintained. So this is back to the nonsense, if you will. I don't even know that. That's a nice way of putting it. The sickness that has enveloped our country. It just is not. We're in a bad place. We are. We're in a bad place. People say Donald Trump is responsible. Is Donald Trump responsible, or is he just someone who fit into a mold that works for a lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a servant of the times? He certainly isn't the first person there. If you look back over the history of our country, which, of course, we don't teach because we don't teach much in our public school system, but if you looked at history from some of the people who ran, especially like around the 1830s, 1840s, before the era of Lincoln, there were some pretty dodgy guys who were president of the United States. And in other, because they bought their way in, they cheated their way in, they lied their way in, they were able to bamboozle. And those kind of electioneering tactics continue today in some cities where the dead vote, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, anyway.
Awful.
Using my platform. Not necessarily to browbeat people, but take responsibility, please. Make sure you're voting. 48 after on Good Day.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 biggie bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that biggie bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my...
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Well, there he is. Pounding is Jerry Lee Lewis playing the piano for the Money Pit. Listen to this. Crank the piano up there, will you, James? All right. Listen to that piano. Does it sound just like Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah, listen. I guess a little bit.
Ah, right. Pounding away on those 88s, man. There it is. Or it could be Tommy the K, who's the co-host, Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti, host the weekend show, very popular home improvement project that he has been on to for any number of years. Even this is like 20 years, haven't you? How long have you been on this program?
Over 20 years.
Yeah. 20 years. Okay. All right. So we always invite questions from the people who are listening to this program who want Tom to straighten them out. Here's a lady named Sherry who has bubbled walls and ceilings and a leak in her upstairs bathroom. I'd say, lady, you can put two and two together and pretty safely come up with four there. So what does she do? First of all, you got to... Before you fix the ceiling, you better fix the leak, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like she fixed the leak, but her wall is bubbled, and her ceiling is bubbled from the damage caused by the water. So a couple of things to be learned here, Doug. First of all, when she says bubbled, if you leave the water sitting in that sort of space under the floor where maybe the pipes ran, and it sat on the backside of that drywall for any length of period of time, it will swell. And if she's talking about that kind of bubble where it's like physically deformed, then you've got to tear out the ceiling and replace it. If we're only talking about bubbled paint because the paint separated from the drywall, then that's a lot easier. So in that case, you can prime it. And you must, and by the way, this is a really important thing to know about repairing leak-damaged ceilings and walls. You have to use a primer. If you just paint over it, that stain, that brownish, blackish, grayish stain will pull right through.
Yeah.
And you'll be painting and painting and painting again. But if you prime it with a good quality primer.
How is Kills when it comes to that sort
good,
of thing?
Good stuff. K-I-L-G. Yeah. And frankly, okay. Doug, I always prefer the solvent-based Kills, the oil-based Kills,
yes.
Really, of any of those primers because
oil
they do a better
paint.
Job of sealing.
Far better. Yeah, far,
yeah.
Far better.
So if you do that, if you prime it and then paint it, you'll be good to go. But
right,
if you ever
Sherry.
Have a leak like that and the water's coming through the ceiling, you kind of counterintuitive, but the first thing you want to do is like grab like a screwdriver and poke a couple of holes right in the bottom of that where the water's coming through and let the water out. Because if you let it sit behind there, it's going to swell. You got to tear the whole ceiling out. It's better to fix a couple of holes than to have to tear out the ceiling.
All right, so Sherry, if you decide to do this yourself, call Tommy and me, and we'll come over and give you a hand. How's that for a deal? Next up, the Money Pit podcast. There's a new episode for us to celebrate, focusing on garage doors. I had no idea. My sister and I were talking about this, looking at her garage doors the other night. Got like, obviously, I needed something to do in my life because I'm talking to her about her garage doors.
Right.
That's a big business, apparently.
Well, it is, and it's the number one home improvement when it comes time, when it comes to measuring return on investment right now.
Really?
Placing those garage doors has such a major impact on the outside.
What's it cost to do that, Tom? What's
well, you know, that's a good question. It could cost you as little as maybe, you know, $1,000-$1,500 on to maybe something around $5,000.
Wow.
It depends on the market. It depends on how the quality of the door, the design of the door, but it returns 98.3% of the project when it comes time to sell.
Hmm.
And that's the best return on investment in the latest cost versus value surveys.
All right, service, the radio program, the podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, and then there's that ever-loving newsletter focusing on lots of different things, removing carpet. I think that's something. Do you stress how bad wall-to-wall carpeting is?
We talk about it a lot. You know, because a lot of people have homes that when carpet was super popular and they just want to tear it all out.
Right.
And that's a really smart thing to do, especially.
What do you do with it though? Do you burn it? It's got all kinds of chemicals.
In my case, I took carpet out that was decades old from a house that we bought, and fortunately, our local township trash service took it away for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's we have some good tips on how to remove carpet like a pro in the newsletter and also, of course, just on moneypit.com. And we've got our tool giveaway sweepstakes going on right now. We're giving away $1,400 worth of tools. The fall fix-up sweepstakes going on through the end of the month. So you can go and enter once a day at moneypit.com, win yourself tools. So you'll have a
tools
of your house.
We all need tools. Tools, I love tools. I have a truck full of tools. Love them. I just find it's a safety blanket for me. No, it is. You have them too, all over your garage.
That's
very
right.
Handy. All right, Tom Kreidler, moneypit.com, 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.